Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for recognizing me. Armenia requested the floor to exercise its right of reply to Azerbaijan. We heeded the call of the High Commissioner about avoiding politicization, as well as reminding of the humanitarian nature of this committee. Hence, Armenia will exercise utmost restraint, as we did it during the general debate. There were numerous allegations made by Azerbaijan, which we reject. It is utterly unacceptable that Azerbaijan abused this committee to glorify war and atrocities it perpetrated. We nevertheless will concentrate only on the most important issue, which has been a root cause for the forced displacement in the context of Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. Armenia is deeply disappointed that Azerbaijan did not miss the opportunity to deny the very existence of Nagorno-Karabakh and its people, and utilized for that matter the platform of this very humanitarian committee. Armenia is extremely concerned since it was not an isolated incident. It appears to be a part and parcel of a consistent attempt to revise and wiggle out of the 9 November 2020 trilateral statement. It is the document which established the ceasefire that mandates the UNHCR to work in Nagorno-Karabakh, and it contains further several references to Nagorno-Karabakh. This document bears the signature of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan thinks it can choose a la carte from the international law and UN Security Council resolutions by cherry-picking the provisions it finds suitable to its own interests. Armenia reiterates what we stated. We resolutely stand for the full-fledged resumption of the peace process of the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict under the aegis and within the framework and mandate provided internationally to the OSCE Minsk Group co-chairs. This process should address all issues related to the resolution of the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, including the safe, dignified, and voluntary return of the Armenians to their homes in all parts of Nagorno-Karabakh, including those that are currently temporarily occupied by the Azerbaijani armed forces. I will stop here. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.